Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
The school bell's ringing. Saturday school is in session. We're going to talk about Jeff Saturday, what we learned from him today in his media availability, which I was there for and posted on this channel. So you got that going for you, which is nice. We're also going to talk about the things we learned for. There were four lessons to be learned by Jeff Saturday as he spoke to us. Then we're going to talk about the things that the Colts need to do in order to win on Sunday. And there are eight of those. And JT's got to get 150 in order to make that work. All right? 150 yards, which means Colts offensive line going to have to block a little bit. We talked to Bernard Ryman today, and we'll post that tomorrow on the channel. 8 minutes with Bernard Ryman. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that's the most extensive interview ever conducted with Bernard Ryman. We'll talk about the injury report, a little bit of a surprise today, although that's also contained in Saturday school. Indiana going to play tonight. I got to tell you, I'm a little bit concerned about this game because all Indiana's done is beat up Sad Sacks. They got a real game tonight on the road at Xavier. One of the, I don't know, kind of middle-tier teams in the Big East, middle-tier program in the Big East. That, you know what, Joe Hughes played there, but Joe Hughes is gone. Big Joe is no longer a Musketeer. And once Big Joe left that program, straight downhill. That's what happens when Big Joe leaves. Pacers tonight in Houston. Talk about that a little bit. And we'll talk about the Bears and why Bears fans and the media talking about the Bears are deranged. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Ken Sterling for Friday, November 18th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent. Your initial deposit is going to be matched at a 150% rate in free play up to $2,500. How about that? Make sure and subscribe. We got giveaways coming up the next 4 weeks. Huge. And tomorrow, if the mystery box is delivered, I'm talking about a shipment which contains the four items that will be up for bid. We will reveal them live on the channel tomorrow. I know it's a Saturday, but it's what we do. And we'll give them away next week to subscribers only. So subscribe, hit the like button. Ring the bell if you want an alert every time we go live. And if you want to make a donation and make a comment or ask a question, feel free to do so. Let's talk about sports. You want to talk about sports? Let's talk about sports. Here are the four things that we learned from Jeff Saturday today as he spoke to the media. And it was lighthearted and it was fun and there was laughter, as there always is after a win. It's amazing the difference in the tone in a locker room and when the guys deal with the media, wins, losses. After a win, everything's kind of light and fun. After a loss, wow, it's like somebody died. It's like a career ended. Happens. All right, here are the four lessons from the great Jeff Saturday. Number four, he did not mandate, or he wasn't here when the ping pong table, the cornhole, and the papa shot were thrown out of the locker room, shelved, stored someplace, maybe crated up and given away to some deserving kids for Christmas. He didn't do that. But when asked whether he did that, and then he was asked, after he answered that question, he was asked, hey, when you were here before, did they have, you know, this stuff in the locker room? And he goes, no. And that let you know that even if he didn't do it, it wasn't going to stay in there. And it's a good thing that it didn't. You want guys playing ping pong all over the place? I don't. I want guys concentrating their competitive juices on playing football. All right, number three, Braden Smith, back issue. No practice today. They're going to see how it feels over the next couple of days. Make a determination. Isaiah, hope he brings consistency to the line. That would be big, and that's going to be part of the list of needs for Sunday. But they're hoping that Braden Smith's going to be able to go on Sunday. Number two, Saturday would rather practice outside, no matter what the temperature is, unless there's ice. If the field's unsafe, they'll go inside, as they did today. Wednesday, they were outside. He didn't care about the temperature as much. Bundle up, get out there. He said, I'm softer than anybody, and I like being outside more. So that's what just a better atmosphere. Good for Jeff. I love it. Coaching to comfort is just so wrong, isn't it? Especially in football. And number one, Jeff is not living in Jim Irsay's guest house. The question was asked where he's living. He said, I don't want to tell you really where I'm living, but I'm living in a place. Jim Irsay's guest house? And he laughed. He said, I don't even know whether he's got a guest house. Nobody knows. So, well, Jim Irsay knows, and the guests who have stayed there, if there is one, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who had a guest house that was awesome. Mel Simon. Mel Simon had a 27-hole, the most immaculately kept golf course you have ever played in your life. It was like putting at Augusta. Never a bad roll. It was awesome. And then the guest house, much bigger than most people's real houses, it was quite something. I've never been on Jim Irsay's property. I don't know whether he's got a guest house or not either. All right, here's what the Colts need to do to beat the Eagles. All right, in no real specific order, no order of importance here. Not, in fact, it's not in any order of importance because the last one on my list is make a special teams play. That is not the biggest priority for the Colts. Although, if you return a punt for a touchdown.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
That helps you. Like, that's 7 points. That's finding a $20 bill on the curb, right? That's a huge deal. That's 7 points to the good where you wouldn't have gotten seven otherwise. Huge. You've got to control A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is really, really good. You can do it one of two ways. You can do it with Stephon Gilmore, or you can do it with Isaiah Rodgers, assuming that he plays. He's still out. We'll talk about the injury report, but he didn't practice today. You hope he can go Sunday, right, at full strength. Either you've got Gilmore you got AJ all over the field, or you take the opposite corner, you put him on AJ Brown, and put a safety over the top, and you stick Stephon Gilmore with Smith, Devontae Smith. That is not a bad idea either. All right, you've got to protect Matt Ryan at all costs. How good was Matt Ryan last week when the protection was good, or, depending on how you look at it, the defensive front of the Raiders was bad? He was effective last week. You've got to do that. You cannot let the defense speed up his clock. That's what the Eagles are going to try to do. Cannot allow it. Cannot allow what happened to Ellinger against the Patriots to happen to Ryan against the Eagles, or the Colts are going to lose this game. You have got to hem Jalen Hurts in the pocket, especially on third and five or better. Look, there is nothing more galling to a defense, nothing that takes the sap out of your legs like playing well the first two downs of a series. And then, so you got them third and five, third and eight, something like that. And then you do a great job on the back end covering guys, but Jalen Hurts or whatever quarterback gets loose and picks up the first down with his legs. You cannot allow that. Ever, ever, ever. I think EJ's speed is going to be critical for the Colts in kind of ghosting Jalen Hurts. I think he's going to shadow Jalen Hurts, and I think his level of play is going to be responsible in large part for what happens in this game. JT's got to go for 150. Like I said, he has got to get there. You've got to be dynamic in some measure and go get yards somehow through your dynamism rather than just through your scheming. Jonathan Taylor is the one guy for this team who can do that, who's got explosiveness. Love Alec Pierce. Love Paris Campbell, especially this season. Love Michael Pittman Jr. None of those guys is really explosive. You look at guys across the NFL, right? You look at Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill, every time he touches the ball, is a threat to take it to the house. The only guy that the Colts have like that, ball in his hand, danger for the Eagles, is Jonathan Taylor. Clean slate turnovers. Can't turn the ball over. Turn the ball over, you lose. The Eagles, when they win the turnover battle, they're 8-0. When they lose it, they're 0-1. They still lead the NFL in fewest turnovers with 7. That's after 4 this past week. They had a 4-bagger, grand slam we can call it, and still they lead the NFL in fewest turnovers. You got to pop it deep. You know what? And I think that Parks Frazier is willing to do that with Matt Ryan. We saw it once last week in Vegas. They got to do it a couple of more times. Even if it's incomplete, at least it keeps the safeties honest. You know, they did it early in the season, Matt Ryan hitting Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce had to come back to the ball, but still made you respect the threat of a deep ball. You have got to do that in order to keep the defense balanced. And if the defense is balanced, then Jonathan Taylor has a chance to pop some big runs. They've got to be afraid, you know, if they're going to sell out against the run, they've got to be afraid of the pass. If they're going to sell out against the pass, they got to be afraid of the run. It's the balance that causes critical defensive breakdowns. You got to make all kicks. You can't leave points unscored. Chase McLaughlin has to play a perfect game. And that's it. That's all. That's all you have to do. You want to win the game, that's all you have to do. Nice. The injury report, Zaire Franklin, Isaiah Rogers, they're still sick. Kenny Moore, back today, looked good. Saw him in the locker room, looked good. And he was on the field practicing. He was full go. Braden Smith held out of practice. Like I said, Quiddy Pay out. Jelani Woods out for Sunday. Indiana tonight, the game starts in about an hour and 5 minutes. So we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about it, but this is going to be a baptism by fire for the freshmen. Best second unit in college basketball, I think. One of the better first units in college basketball. This is a team that has got to start playing at a high level immediately if they're going to secure a high seed come March. That's where we are with Indiana. It's not whether they're going to make the tournament. It's where are they going to be seeded. You want to get one of those top four seeds, you know, one through four in one of the regions. That work starts tonight. Get a win on the road against a Big East opponent, you got a chance. If you lose with Kansas, with North Carolina, with Arizona on the schedule, things get a little bit dicey. Pacers tonight in Houston, they got to pick up that win, right? You got to win against the Rockets. The Rockets aren't very good. They got Eric Gordon, sure, but they're not very good. They got a terrible record. Let's go. Win, Pacers. But don't lose your minds and all of a sudden succumb to the temptation to try to win as many games as you can this year without building toward the future. This isn't about winning 45 games in 2022-23. This is about winning a championship. And you're not going to win a championship with Tyrese Haliburton and Benedict Mathurin as your two best players. You're not. You got to go get a stud. So go get a stud. And the only way to get a stud is to draft one. And the only way to be able to build enough draft equity to be able to get one is to ship Miles and ship Buddy west. We'll see if they do that. Maybe they go east. I don't know. I'm direction challenged. Actually, I'm not. I always know you could spin me around. Blindfold me. Spin me around. I can tell you 100% of the time whether I'm facing north, west, east, or south. Every single time. I got a compass in my brain. I'm fascinated. Bears fans are just so doltish, most of these people. Nothing against Bears fans. But they're like, Jalen Hurts is the real deal. Jalen Hurts could be the first quarterback ever to run for 100 or more yards in three straight games this week. He could do that. You know what? They lost the first two. What the hell's the matter with you people? What are you about, statistics or winning? Are you out of your minds? What's wrong with you? The Bears are, they'll tell you this too. The Bears are the first team in NFL history, at least to the point where statistics for this kind of stuff were kept, who have run for 225 yards or more in five consecutive games. Actually, it's 237 or more, but we'll dial it back to 225, right? Because that's also accurate. No team's ever done that in five games. Wow, that's fantastic. Ring the bell for the Bears. Yay, they must be going to the Super Bowl. No, they lost four of those games. What are you doing? What are you talking about? Celebrate wins, not statistical weirdness. Great, we've done what doesn't create winning, and we've done it better than any team in the history of the game. Hey! Really? This is what you've reduced yourselves to. Hoosiers tomorrow, noon, against Michigan State, that game on BTN. I think it's kind that this one's not on Fox nationally nor ABC nationally. I started getting nervous about Indiana playing all these national TV games. Recruits watching this. You know, you don't need that, for God's sake. And I want to counsel you. I know you love sports, right? And you love watching it on television. So you've got to make the decision how it's going to be conveyed to you. Us, we got rid of cable. Had all the cable outlets drywalled over, had the cabling removed from the house, all that is gone, and the wood has been replaced. That's how sure I am I'm never going back to cable. So we've got high-speed internet, and the decision really is, I mean, you got Fubo, you've got DirecTV Stream, which we had with a D, and YouTube TV. And we landed on YouTube TV, and the reason is quality of picture, sound, and cost. The cost, $64.95. That's without Showtime, HBO, any of those things. Any of the, you know, fancy premiere things. You don't get Bally. You don't get the Sinclair. So you don't get Bally. You don't get Marquee. I don't care about Marquee anymore. I don't want to watch the Cubs anymore. I would pay to not have Marquee rather than pay to have it. Like, we won't, if you pay us an extra $3 a month, we won't give you the Marquee network. I'm in. I'll give you the $3 a month. you got to get Bally on the side to watch Pacers. So I'm doing that. As soon as DirecTV Stream leaves, I'm doing that. It's $19.99 a month plus the $64. What are we talking about? $85, $86. DirecTV Stream is about $130 once you get outside that little area where, you know, the promotional price time. So there you go. 4K is awesome. Not a lot of things are in the 4K. Some of the World Cup stuff this weekend is going to be in 4K. There's some college football in 4K. It looks awesome. If you've got a 4K TV, YouTube TV is by far a better programming delivery system than DirecTV Stream. That is news you can use. Go Colts, Caleb. Thank you. Bring on Jonathan Taylor. Beat the Eagles. Let's go. The Saturday School. We're done for the week. Actually, we're not done. About 8 o'clock. Yes, Colts 30-20. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend to you, Spirit Walk. We will talk to you after the IU game. Then Bernard Ryman tomorrow. Post-game for Colts on Sunday. And if FedEx delivers the mystery box, we will crack that open live. And on Instagram, if you're big IG people, we are going to have a quarterback dance contest between Sam Ellinger and Matt Ryan that is going to take place throughout the weekend. I can't wait to share that with you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.